are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen.
God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's his promise.
God said, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's his promise.
God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Talk about hope to you. What does it mean to have hope?
To believe that something will happen.
Very good. Abby?
To believe that you can.
That you can do it. Right.
The definition of hope is
to have a wish to get or to do something, or for something to happen or be true.
Feeling that something desirable is likely to happen.
Somebody or something that seems likely to bring success or relief.
Our hope is in Jesus, and our hope in Jesus is different from this worldly definition of hope.
The difference is that we just don't think things will happen. We know they will.
God promises us. Remember the song we sang that God will never break a promise?
We know that it's true, and it gives us hope.
We know that with Him, all things are possible.
We put our faith in Him and trust Him to do what He said He will do. That's real hope.
Like hearing our prayers.
We know that He hears our prayers and that He gives us hope.
Like sending the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us.
We know that when we believe in Jesus, we have His Spirit living and working in us.
When we read his word that Jesus will return one day and take us to be with him, we just know that it will happen.
Our hope doesn't have anything to do with our feelings. It has to do with our confidence in Jesus for all that he's done for us.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my soul, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Now, if we know that our hope is in Jesus, and that everything he has told us through the Bible is true, what do we need to do to strengthen our faith?
Read his word.
That's right, and it's so important in this world that we live in to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and his word. And I've chosen some verses for us to read today to reinforce this lesson of hope. Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope.
Psalm 31:24 says, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
Psalm 33, verse 20 says, we wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
Psalm 71:14 says, but as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Lamentations 3:25 says, the Lord is good to those who hope in him.
Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
Romans 15:4, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope.
Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who is promised is faithful.
1 Peter 1 verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Praise be to the Lord!
Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me. He is my rock, he is my hope, he is my God. He is my rock, he is my hope, he is my God. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love.
pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your Son, Jesus.
We put our hope in him.
We know for sure that he is our risen Lord.
And he has prepared a place for us in heaven.
That is our hope,
that we will live forever with our Lord Jesus in our heavenly home.
He died on the cross to save us from our sin.
All praise and honor, glory and power to him,
now and forever.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And if you'd like to contact us, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
That's
1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
You can hear great music and other great radio programs that will teach you about living and growing in Jesus Christ.
And remember, we have real hope.
Our hope is in Jesus. See you next time.
Faith the Lord bless you.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.